pioneer in terms of the whole green, taking care of the landscape, taking care of our earth, and so on. But Randy, because it's spring, you've been sort of scouring the news from all kinds of companies, coming up with some fun, useful, practical things to think about if you want to be in the planting activity.
Sure. I mean, springtime, if you're a gardener at all, and even if you're just a casual gardener and you put a couple of bulbs in the ground and hoping for spring blooms, coming up shortly, even if you're a casual gardener, it's hard not to kind of get excited about spring because it's when things literally come back to life outside. So for gardeners, it's always been a time when people start thinking about seeds and planting seeds for their next garden. And in Iowa and other places where it's not quite garden season yet, seed starting indoors is a great way to get a jump start on your garden. And one of my favorite things is it's not brand new, but it's a little wooden device, kind of a little cylinder, where you wrap newspaper around and you make your own little pots for starting seeds. So you never really have to transplant the seeds. You can use one of these little paper potters, create a little pot for your seed, get it going as a transplant, and then stick the whole thing, the newspaper and the potting soil, right into your garden soil when it's time, when it's warmed up and you're past the spring frost date.
Mm-hmm. A little less shock for the plant, too, because you're not...
Absolutely, and there's a great little website called Mini and Moon, and they sell two different sizes of those paper potters and some other cool garden stuff, too. And that's one of... Currently, that's my favorite way to start seeds, just because it seems so eco-friendly. I mean, I'm still one of those guys that gets the newspaper delivered a couple of times a week.
Uh-huh.
And so I use the old newspapers and make little pots for my seeds.
Actually, I have to give credit to one of our master gardeners. She's had one of those for a couple of years, and it's hard to kind of, we need TV for this. So it's kind of hard to explain it, but it's really easy. And like you say, and you use up the newspaper. I mean, it just has so many pluses.
Absolutely. And I like to be, I'm literally a hands-on gardener. So I like to do as much as I can. And there's nothing wrong. Don't get me wrong. I love going to the local garden center and buying tomato starts when I'm not, ahead of the curve and planting seeds. I like planting plants in the garden, too, but I like starting seeds. It really gets you involved in the process.
And it gets you, as you said, you can start that before you can really put them outside, so it really gets you in the mood for, this is spring, the plants are coming up. And
absolutely.
Pretty easy to do. So that's one of those tools. And, if you had kids, they would have a ball doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Get the kids involved.
It's a great little craft project, and they're much more excited about gardening if you can get them involved in the process early on.
You bet.
So, absolutely.
And see those seeds come up and so on. But that's just one of the things that you have found that kind of moves us along to spring and get things planted and growing.
Well, sure. One of the most old-fashioned tools there is called a dibble, and a lot of gardeners know what a dibble is. It's really just kind of a fancy stick that you poke into the ground when it's time to actually plant outside. And but the newer ones are, really nicely spun. They're nice and smooth, and they've got the little lines on it to show you an inch deep and 2 inches and whatever. But it's a really nice, quick way to create a little hole for, like, a little squash seed or something like that. Makes planting outdoors a lot quicker, and like I said, it's a tool that's been around forever. There's a catalog called Lehman's, or Lehman's, probably the right pronunciation, that has a lot of handcrafted tools, and they deal with a lot of Amish craftsmen, and they have a really cool little dibble. I like the retro factor of that.
Mm-hmm. Very handy, and you could use your finger, but this makes it a whole lot, I think, faster and easier and smoother to use that tool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And and like you said, there's nothing wrong with the finger, but you will get dirt under your fingers. I can tell you from personal experience.
And sometimes we need to do that just to feel it, I think, just to say we've been out there. But
yeah.
And Randy, I don't know that when we're talking about tools, and you maybe have some others, but I just want to throw in here, because I don't think it was on your list this time, the Japanese knife. Are you?
Oh yeah.
If I had to pick one tool for my gardening, that would be it, because you can dig with it, you can cut with it, you can, I don't know, just is anyhow. If people aren't familiar with those, they might want to check on those, because I think it is such a good tool.
Oh, it's a great tool, and like you said, it's very handy. It's a very wide-bladed knife type of a tool. Mm-hmm. But once you've got one, you realize you can use it for, you know,
for whatever. Yes.
Garden tool.
Yes.
Garden.
Now, and I know I sort of keep diverting you, but I know that one of the items on one of your pages were cow pots, and those aren't new either. But I've just always been fascinated with cow pots.
Well, it's a great modern invention. You know, you take the waste material from the kind of the bedding material that they use in dairy farms, and you, instead of throwing that away, you know, it's got a lot of
it's built-in fertilizer.
Cow poop in it.
Yes.
It's newspapers and cow poop, and they just kind of form that into a little starter pot. So it's kind of got its own built-in fertilizer right there. And it's another one of those things like the paper pot that you make by hand, where you put a seed in, you let it grow, and then you plant the whole pot, because the pot's biodegradable, and it's basically got a lot of fertilizer in it.
You bet. Good way to start a plant. I just think those are, it was clever marketing also when you call them cow pots.
I mean, it's brilliant. And that's a small company out of Vermont, and I love those kind of, you know, entrepreneurial spirit products and companies that come up with a way to use something that otherwise was just being thrown away.
Exactly, you know, and very material. Useful, yes. So what else do you have on your list?
You know, if you want to talk about another tool, one of my favorite tools is a power planter auger. And this is a little company in southern Illinois called Power Planter. And they make little, basically they make drill bits for your 3/4 or 3/8 inch drill that are great for just, you know, drilling a hole into the ground for whatever you're planting, whether it be a bulb in the fall or, you know, little transplants in the springtime. They sell different sizes of these power planter augers. And, man, it makes fast work out of digging holes. And, you know, if you got any kind of decent-sized garden at all, you're going to have to dig a lot of holes. And I love using an easy power tool to make the work go faster.
And, you know, that's another one that, depending on the age of your kids, I don't think that's probably for 5-year-olds, but a little bit older. I had a young man that was helping me garden. I tell you, that's a way to get them motivated to help, because that was great fun to do that. You know, you got a power tool, wow. And helps everybody.
And, you know, honestly, a power drill, a cordless power drill is pretty common.
Everybody has one. That's right.
And if your kid is 10 or 12 years old, there's nothing more fascinating than a power tool that's relatively safe and easy to
use. You bet.
And so you want to get somebody who's, you know, and it's not just for boy kids. I mean, girls love
this
stuff too.
Absolutely.
Give them an electric drill and one of these power planter augers, and they'll dig more holes than you need in the garden.
Maybe. Might have to put a stop to it. Oh, yeah. Very, very, another very practical kind of tool, especially as you say, if you have lots of planting to do. Very, very helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Well, you want to talk about tools, or you want to talk about some new actual vegetables for the garden?
Yeah, let's talk about some veggies.
All right. Every spring I love to look at the garden catalogs. You know, you get the Burpee catalog, or you go online, you know, whatever. Burpee, Park Seed, they've all, you know, these big names in gardening always have new stuff, right? So from Park Seed, this spring is a corn variety that really sounds great. And I love the name, Obsession Sweet Corn. Don't you think that's going to taste good with a name like that?
It makes my mouth water right now.
I know, seriously. And corn is a great backyard crop. You only need a couple of rows and it'll pollinate. And this is a sweet corn that, you know, the ears are the perfect size. They're about 8 inches long. And the kernels are bicolored, so it's a sprinkling of yellow and white.
Fun.
It's just a great-looking corn, and it's going to stay about 6.5 feet tall in the garden, so it doesn't get giant.
Okay.
And it's just a great new hybrid variety from Park Seeds.
Now, Randy, I always get so involved visiting with you, our time gets away from us. And I quickly want to mention, because we're talking about gardening, that the Spring Garden Seminar is March 19th in Atlantic. And one of the workshops is starting plants. So it just goes along with what we've been talking. That's one of the 10 workshops plus keynotes. March 19th, go to the Extension website and get signed up. It is, we should get you here someday, Randy. You would be a good speaker for us.
Well, that'd be fun. I'd love it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Randy, for giving us some new spring ideas. And Randy Schultz from Randy Schultz Communications. Until next time, here's a thought. When weeding, the best way to make sure you are removing a weed and not a valuable plant is to pull on it. If it comes out of the ground easily, it's a valuable plant.